This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, it's Danger Zone, all right. Hard to believe. August 7th.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sunday, August 7th, 2016, will be here for the next 2 hours. I want to start out with a four-minute report that just collates admissions of how they stole the election from Sanders, how they stole other elections, and then Obama responding to InfoWars and Trump in a press conference he gave late Thursday before going to Martha's Vineyard. And then when we come back, we're, as promised, starting to burrow into the actual data. We're going to prove to you about the private secret consortium that decides who wins elections. It's been the same group since the 1960s. This is all coming up. This is what President Obama doesn't want you to know about. He slipped up big time in his press conference. This is a huge opportunity. Here's the report.
Mr. President, repeatedly now, Donald Trump has said that this election will be rigged against him, challenging really the core foundation of our democratic system. Can you promise the American people that this election will be conducted in a fair way? And are you worried that comments like his could erode the public's faith in the outcome of the election? And if he does win, given that you've just declared him unfit, what will you say to the American people?
Well, at the end of the day, it's the American people's decision. I have one vote. I have the same vote you do. I have the same vote that all the voters who are eligible all across the country have. I've offered my opinion, but ultimately it's the American people's decision to make collectively. And if somebody wins the election and they are president, then my constitutional responsibility is to peacefully transfer power to that individual and do everything I can to help them succeed. I don't even really know where to start on answering this question. Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously. Now, we do take seriously, as we always do, our responsibilities to monitor and preserve the integrity of the voting process. If we see signs that a voting machine or system is vulnerable to hacking, then we inform those local authorities who are running the elections that they need to be careful. If we see jurisdictions that are violating federal laws in terms of equal access and aren't providing ramps for disabled voters or are discriminating in some fashion or are otherwise violating civil rights laws, then the Justice Department will come in and take care of that. But this will be an election like every other election. And, you know, I think all of us at some points in our lives have played sports or maybe just played in a schoolyard or a sandbox. And sometimes folks, if they lose, they start complaining that they got cheated. But I've never heard of somebody complaining about being cheated before the game was over or before the scores even tallied. So my suggestion would be, you know, go out there and try to win the election. If Mr. Trump is up 10 or 15 points on election day and ends up losing, then you know, maybe he can raise some questions.
Okay, we're going to leave it right there because you just stepped in it with that statement about maybe then he can raise some questions, didn't you, Lord Obama?
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast, the 7th day of August, 2016. Now, I'm going to be completely open with everyone, as I always am. The evidence of total orchestrated fraud against the American people and against our voting process is so completely butt naked and so incredibly overwhelming that when I came up here today and did basically hours of research last night and this morning and hours of work here today to present to you what I'm about to cover, I started having an anxiety attack about 30 minutes ago. And by the way, I've never had anxiety attacks in my whole life. But shortness of breath, almost panicking. And the reason I tell you that is because this is what you're supposed to do when you come face to face with total criminality. Your body has a response that it wants to do something about it. And that's been described by police officers, no matter how seasoned they are. They open a trunk up and there's a dead kid with maggots all over them. You know, they have an anxiety attack. They start throwing up right there on the spot. That is a normal response when you go down in somebody's basement and you pull up the floorboards and there's 15 dead bodies. And it's the instinct, it's the will to not just take corruption like it's no big deal and accept it that separates free societies from enslaved societies. Because you can say what you want about the United States and its history, but we strove and led the world, along with England, on ending slavery. We strove and created the most patents, the most inventions, the lowest taxes, the most innovation. That's why we were so special and people wanted to come here. And we're seeing that reverse. We're seeing that being dismantled today. Now, I already knew all the information I'm about to present. But it's kind of like having an old dusty photo album in your closet up on the top shelf. And every few months you're digging around the closet and you see it up there on the shelf. But why don't you pull down the old photo album? Because you know you're going to be crying when you see grandma and grandpa and or maybe a brother or sister you lost, or you see photos of the family at the beach back in happier times. And that's really what my job's like, and I'm not complaining about it. I knew all this in the last 21 years on air, 25 years politically involved. When I first got politically involved, witnessing election fraud that was even in the newspapers and confirmed here in Travis County, Austin, Texas. Oh, yeah, even then I caught election fraud with my cohorts, and we challenged at the state level. They admitted fraud but still certified it, still certified the Republican primary against Pat Buchanan. I witnessed it. And when I sat there in the last few weeks recollating all the election fraud data, recollating who runs the elections, recollating how they stole it from Bernie Sanders and tried with Trump. Some of it was just flashbacks from 6 months ago. Other stuff was 20 years ago, and I was up here today shooting special reports that we're going to be putting out that I know have a giant effect. I mean, the White House Media Matters came out and said 48 hours after Jones comes out with his message to Trump, Trump comes out word for word and says, I only won because of landslides. They tried to steal the primary from me. They did from Sanders. They're going to try to do it again. We're going to be exposing it. And we are going to be exposing it. We're going to be putting the reports out and the research out, and then you're going to see that push the American people. And I'm not going to get into inside baseball here, but I think it tells you everything you need to know about Donald Trump, that he's getting his research and info from the grassroots and proven sources and not from multinational globalist organizations that are basically advising Hillary Clinton. And the facts we roll out, the facts we expose are incontrovertible. So I'm not, again, tooting our horn here. I am just making the announcement to all the new viewers and radio listeners that InfoWars isn't playing games. And when you are hearing this information, you are getting next level, absolute cutting edge intel. Now, I want to just play this short mashup because we played what the president said earlier. I want to play the short mashup dealing with election fraud, just with the current stuff that happened in the last few months, interspersed with Obama's speech Thursday, where he said, now listen, this stuff comes out of Texas, this conspiracy theory. Texas runs its elections and they're Republicans. So why are you saying there's fraud? As if we're not talking about the national election in Ohio and Florida and other battleground states where we know the Democrats have been engaged in massive fraud. And Republicans have, too. I remember exposing that. We just cover it like we see it. But in front of the whole world, you saw Bernie Sanders win more than 10 states, like New Hampshire and like California. And they said, sorry, it doesn't matter. You won. The superdelegates aren't going to be for you. We even interviewed some of the superdelegates who go, yeah, it doesn't matter if he wins the popular vote. We're putting Hillary in. And you saw the Republicans try that. So, see, they've miscalculated and tried to hide this in plain view. Obama has come out and said, don't worry. If he's 15 points ahead in polls, but he loses, then he's got a case of fraud. The same people that run the polls are the same ones that will be calling it, and I'm going to prove that in one moment. You understand AP and Reuters and CNN and CBS and ABC and NBC run the private secret organization that announces the winners. And I knew all this, but I was going back over just how real it is and how it's been the same group since 64 and how they keep changing the name to confuse the public. It is amazing. So you're going to discover that coming up in the next segment. But first, here's Obama. Mr. Trump, I'm not going to lay things out here that you don't already know. It's last Saturday. But I am going to ask you to seriously think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues to defeating her in November.
And I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful because that election's going to be rigged.
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest.
And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us.
America teaches everybody how to live in, quote, democracy. But what, you actually believe that they have democratic elections there?
If Hillary steals the nomination and then she openly is engaged in chicanery and things don't add up with Trump, you have to say it must be thrown out.
Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton has had every advantage, every break given to her from the very beginning by this Democratic Party. It has been rigged.
The political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
Then why bother holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
It is clearly the case that when given truth serum, Debbie Wasserman Schultz vastly prefers Hillary Clinton to be the nominee, obviously, and to
the extent there are things that can be done institutionally and marginally to facilitate that outcome, they are being done.
When did the press see it as their role to protect the prerogative of the powerful? Actually, I think that's part of it.
And we're not going to recognize Queen Hillary if there's evidence of fraud. And guess what there is? She stole the nomination.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
How would the party pick a new nominee?
Today is the day. They're really thinking about maybe getting him off the top of the ticket.
He now looks increasingly like the kamikaze candidate. An implosion, the likes of which I have never seen.
The biggest problem we have is we have a very dishonest media.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
There you go, folks. Now, when we come back, we're going to tell you who announced all those states that Bernie won for Hillary. It's the same group that's going to announce the winner coming up in November. They don't want you to know the name of this group. And what you're about to hear, if you get the info out, we'll destroy them.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. This is the InfoWar. And you are the resistance.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Dave Mustaine, The Threat Is Real is the song of his new album dealing with the globalists bringing ISIS into the country. He asked me to co-write the album with him. I was too busy. I'm not name-dropping. But I don't think he needed my help. Say, I wish I would have done that. This is the guy that wrote most of Metallica's earlier stuff, like The Four Horsemen. Oh, my gosh. One Last Breath, The Four Wind Blows, Better Raise Your Ears. The Sound of Hooves Knock at Your Door. Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade, because now you've got some company. Horsemen are drawing nearer. Let us DJ ride. I don't know why I just gave that factoid, a little secret factoid, not bragging, just fact. It's fun to be in the fight against the globalists. It wasn't that I was even too busy. It's like, how am I going to help Dave Mustaine write his next album? I mean, it's just, I think you can handle it, Dave. He didn't name an album, but two albums before that, Endgame, and did talk about how my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is what the album's based on. But it's not about bragging. It's about realizing that culturally, we are having the biggest effect out there as a counter-narrative of the New World Order. Because we understand history and sociology and anthropology and who the New World Order are, what they're doing, what their plan is. But as I basically got into it earlier, it's like, because I did this actually Friday, you pull down some of those old family albums, and man, when you see your old grandma that's been gone for a decade, or you see your old grandpa that's been gone 20 years, and you think about how sweet they were, you think about the things they said to you, how amazing it would have been to know them as a grown-up man or a grown-up woman. I don't mean 20-something years old. I mean as a 40, 50-year-old man. They were just so cool. My dad's dad, my mom's dad too as well, my dad's dad was so manly without even trying to be. He was just like walking the room. Everybody would just turn around. It was just like the presence. And what would men like that do today? Probably nothing, because they're so humble. They don't think of themselves as fighting a tyranny that's their own government. I mean, sure, my dad's dad was a B-17 pilot decorated in World War II, but again, that was directed by the government to go off and fight. And sure, he ran as a Republican and won for local state office, for part of the Civil Rights Act. But so I guess he would have been politically involved and was. But what would the greatest generation do today faced with what we see? I don't know if they were the greatest generation. I think 1776 might have been that. But I tell you, they're a hell of a lot better than what we've become. And I'm not knocking the average person, but on average, we've become a bunch of slovenly people, culturally. We don't appreciate our heritage. We don't stand up for our birthright. We've been overrun by tyrants, by multinationals, by globalists. And so the last couple weeks, because I knew I had to do this, I had to make election fraud the central issue. I had to push with my contacts to get that done. I had to put the evidence together. We've already put out more than 10 articles, 7 or 8 big videos, special reports, and more is coming. And the good news is, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. We've been standing up. We've been speaking out. And it's become the number one election issue now. Is election fraud, and will they steal it from Trump? And that's a debate they can't win. because we have the internal polling numbers. We have the fake polls they're putting out and the methodology of them. It's public. And we have the social media numbers. And we know Trump is conservatively 10 points ahead nationally. You add to that the closeted factor of a lot of people being scared to vote for him or admit they're voting for him because of political correctness. We're talking 7 points, but most experts agree. We're talking 17-point super whopper wins. Now, there's electoral college, obviously, and battleground states are more democratic in some areas, like California and Pennsylvania. But if he doesn't win Florida, you know the fix is in. And we're not just going to sit here and let election fraud take place. And that's the main message that I've been getting at here. Now, next segment, because I want to have plenty of time, is when I'm going to come in with a focused live report to you. And I'm going to lay out who really puts out the fake polls and who is announcing the election. Because Obama really screwed the pooch when he said this at the end of his answer at the press conference at the Pentagon. When he said, oh, you know, election fraud, what's that? And then, oh, well, if he's got 15 points ahead and then loses, then the polls are what? Exactly. And we know your polls are as valuable as used toilet paper. Obama, here it is.
If Mr. Trump is up 10 or 15 points on election day and ends up losing, then, you know, maybe he can raise some questions. That doesn't seem to be the case at the moment.
I have you now. I talked to someone close to Donald Trump 2 weeks ago, a source, a Trump source that cannot be argued with. And this individual told me he was very concerned about election fraud, and we had a long discussion about it. And he concurred with my analysis and what should be done about it. And I said, we're going to put together the data, which I know they're already aware of, just as an augmented file, a HUMET briefing here in the resistance. And that's what this is. See, you don't go out and join some agency to be part of the cloak and dagger. You go there to be controlled and subjugated. When you join the Republic and the truth and take action, there isn't a uniform, there isn't little gold stars, there's the fact you've actually joined a real fraternity of people that are going to fight for this republic to the end. And people know in that fraternity, I'm real. I've never backed off. I've never given in, not to threats, not anything. And that's nothing really special, except in this day and age, I guess it is. But I want viewers and listeners to know something. If you want to join this fraternity, if you want to be part of this, all you got to do is start telling the truth and take an action. And whether it's at a very small level, at your local level, or in a big way, at the national level, it doesn't matter. All of it together will bring the New World Order down. You want to go up against the globalists? You want to fight their tyranny? You want to experience it? They're waiting for you right now. And what's crazy is they don't have the spirit of liberty with them. They're afraid of us. And when we actually take the field, it's incredible. You will experience providence when they just fall down in front of you. The problem is good men never stand up, as Thomas Jefferson said. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is the good men and women do nothing. And that's why they're panicking and putting out fake polls. Obama screwed up big time and hung his hat on the polls and said, oh, as long as they say Hillary's going to win, you don't question things. Well, guess what? We have the polls, and they're admitted frauds. They admit they're fraudulent. Now, the big secret of who runs the elections coming up. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Roger Stone will join us in the last 30 minutes with breaking news from all things election 2016 and Planet Trump. We have a special report that has all the documentation. I'm going to go over a lot of it here. That's going to be up by tonight at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, exposing the private corporate consortium that announces who wins the elections nationwide. Because Obama, in his press conference, said two different things that were key. He said local governments announce who the winners are. And the media. And it's ridiculous why Republicans run places like Texas. but not battleground states. Total deception. Then he says, look, if he's winning about 15 points in polls, Freudian slip, because our numbers are, he's about 15 points ahead, and then he loses, well, then he's got a point to make. The polls in AP and Reuters, Thomson Reuters, and NBC and CBS and CNN are all run by the same consortium that announces who the winner is. It's unbelievable. And I sit there, when I was at the RNC, I'd be talking to senators, congressmen, you name it, and they were like, how does that work? Yeah, the media, they lie. They announce another winner when it's not. And I'm like, voter news services. And then it would change to this, and they're like, oh, okay, son, I like your show. I mean, I would sit there at the restaurant waiting for my plane with congresspeople, and they just didn't get it. And they weren't playing dumb. They didn't know. And so I'm not excited about the fact that, wow, InfoWars knows this and no one else seems to. It freaks me out. So before I get into the fraudulent polls, let's get in first. And then I've got some really exciting news dealing with landslide evidence for Trump. Let's start with voter news services. Okay. Now, I learned about this from the Collier brothers. They both mysteriously died right after I started interviewing him in the mid-90s. And, of course, I've interviewed their daughter many times, and we should get back on. She's one of the top election fraud experts out there. And I've interviewed Bev Harris, who had the Hacking Democracy documentary on HBO. She's a Democrat, but she'll admit both parties do it. And we're getting her back on soon. And remember, though, Obama said this doesn't exist. Well, let me tell you what does exist, okay? The Sun. This came up this morning. Now, this is from Wikipedia. You say, well, Wikipedia can have fake entries, whatever. This info, I know from my own research, is accurate. And it has links to a bibliography where you can go see it for yourself. And there's other places where you can research voter news services. Films and books have been made. But it's so foggy and secretive, most people don't even know it exists. Kind of like the Federal Reserve is not federal. Most folks don't know it's a consortium of six banks. Okay? So let's go ahead and go over this for everybody. Voter news services was an exit polling consortium formed in 1990 by six major U.S. news media organizations. Its mission was to provide results for the United States presidential election so that individual organizations and networks would not have to do exit polling and vote tallying in parallel. Yeah, you don't have to have everybody check. Just have it magically announced by guys at the top of a building guarded by the CIA in New York. That's what happens. And then even Wikipedia with mainstream news links goes through every election being a fraud and computer glitches. And so it gets disbanded over and over again, and a new group gets formed basically every election, but it's the same group. Let me read this to you. And it goes through each election, why they get disbanded. 2000, 2004, it goes right through it. It says in 2002... VNS intended to make calls in the November U.S. congressional and Senate elections. It attempted to use a computer designed by VNS by an outside contractor to do this. A system failure always happens, occurred in the computer on election night, making quick delivery of data impossible. In fact, collecting and delivery, the data took 10 months. So no one knows why it got announced, but it turned out to be a fraud. In January 2003, the Voter News Service was disbanded, largely because of failures in 2002. VNS editor-director criticized the decision as making VNS a scapegoat. Then it goes on. In 2004, presidential election, a new organization called National Election Pool. Guess what? They just changed the name again. We're going to get to that in a moment. Was set up by the same organizations in 1963. JFK was not cold. And within a month, they had created this AP polling service that would announce who'd won. That got a bunch of heat for election fraud. So then they created other groups and names, always run by the same people. In 1990, it's Voter News Services. By 2003, it's National Election Pool, and then the same group. We don't know when, but the last few years changed the name again to Edison Research. So you want to know when they said the AP met the day before the California primary the key final primary, and decided Bernie Sanders. You know, AP, why AP says it goes to Sanders is the headline, AP. And they said, oh, we went to a superdelegate meeting at a rich guy's house, and they just said they weren't going to go for Sanders, so it didn't matter. So we asked who was for Sanders, who wasn't, and then collated it, and it was Hillary winning by 60-something percent. And then that was in the New York Daily News. In fact, I covered it Friday. Maybe you guys can grab it out of the pile. But I mean, it's crazy. It's the same group. Now, when I say Reuters is involved, Thomson Reuters has this contract to do polling with AP, and that's the Brits that are basically running that. You know how against Trump they are, the British government. So, Obama, we played the clip earlier. Maybe I'm putting you guys on the spot, but can you, like, it's a three-minute clip, like in the middle there where he, next segment we'll play it, where he says, well, I mean, we got local governments are announcing who's the winner. And every time it comes out a month later, oh, really, this person won Ohio, but VNS said it was this, or whatever, Edison said it was this, or voter pool said it was this. And it's just like, it's all just magicians distracting you with the pretty lady in the lingerie. And then you're like, wow, where'd the rabbit come from out of the hat? Well, there's a table with a trap door in it. And I'm just here going, look, here's the trap door. Here's the rabbit. Here's how they work. Here's how they do it. And then it gets worse. There it is. AP count. Clinton has delegates to win Democratic nomination day before. Then they just give it to her. And then match the numbers up, even though Sanders won, because that'd be embarrassing. The AP met the night before to announce the winner. And then Trump dares talk about it, so he's the big kook. Now, let's continue here. Let's go over this. This is the good news. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. Shock poll, Reuters, radically changes methodology to favor Clinton. And the poll showed a 17-point swing. You know why it did? Because I've got a copy of it right here. Let me show TV viewers. This is from Reuters. And AP, they're all doing the same crap. They sampled 650 Democrats that they knew were Democrats when they called them versus 496 Republicans. So that's 154 more Democrats were polled to then give her that lead. From her behind to her ahead. I mean, and they put it down. See, used to they'd hide it and get caught, so now they just put it there like it's no big deal. This is how con artists operate, and it's poll after poll after poll. Shock poll. Pat Caddell blasts Reuters back rigging polls to show Clinton up. Oh, yeah, they're also going back to old polls. And change, but now, despite all the fraud, Reuters baffled as Clinton's lead over Trump suddenly evaporates using the same methodology. She's only 3 points ahead of Trump, meaning he's like 15 ahead of her right now. Wow. Wow. We're going to come back and give you the biggest news yet that shows a landslide for Donald Trump. Now, that's in the real world, though. In fantasy land, we're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I'm not kidding. In the last week, I've seen comments on Infowars.com in the comment sections. I've seen on YouTube. I've seen emails that come in. And you think it's a joke. And it's like, Alex, why aren't you talking about the cross-human animal clones that they just legalized this week? It's like when people stop me on the street and go, why aren't you talking about the private Federal Reserve? It'd be like calling in today and saying, why aren't you talking about election fraud? Or why aren't you wearing a navy blue sports jacket? I am wearing a navy blue sports jacket. It's like the more you expose stuff, there's like this weird mind control where you're not exposing it. And then I've had family and friends and people on the street go, Alex, have you heard? Human animal clones are being made. And I'm like, oh my God, they've put the dosage of that out in the news to the point where people that are in a sleep state are now being told they've had human-animal clones for 30 years. They're just getting ready to show everybody. I was talking to one engineer about how they have doors on the sides of the cows, and they just open them up and just put the seedling humanoids in, but they have no rights because they're part cow, so the cow doesn't reject it, part human. And they can grow them up like 20, 30 pounds, and then they harvest them. And I've been harping on this for like 18 years since I learned of it. And yeah, it was in the AP this week. That's why everybody's talking about it. U.S. government legalizes human-animal hybrids. So it's like, oh my gosh, did you hear? Alex, it's some voter news service that announces who the, I mean, it's crazy. Yes, I know the Federal Reserve is private. Yes, I know they're creating human-animal clones. Yes, I know they're geoengineering us, spraying aluminum dioxide on us, and radioactive isotopes. I don't know the full program. I don't know exactly why they're doing it. I know the trees are dying all over the planet. Okay, I don't know who these people are. I don't understand it, but I've reverse-engineered it, and yes, I know. And let me tell you, they're bad news. Yeah, it's NIH moves to lift moratorium on animal-human chimera research. Maybe they'll lift the ban on building automobiles. I mean, it's like, my point is this stuff's going on everywhere. And I'm not tooting my horn. I don't get the cognitive dissonance where we do exit polls in Democrat areas at 8 out of 10, and it's more than that sometimes. You can't find Hillary supporters. She has like 500 people on average at her rallies. Trump has 30,000. Sanders has 20,000. I don't need to know they're fixing polls to know this woman's not popular. You go look, and they admittedly are fixing it. They think we're so dumb. They go, yeah, we poll 15% more Democrats than Republicans and then say who's going to win the election. What? And then I harp for at least 18 years. Because I read one BBC News article on air about how they've been cloning humans and animals, splicing them for decades. And then all these white papers got mailed to me by listeners, you know, that was in, you know, genetic research firms and stuff. And then I just realized, stop talking about it. The public doesn't believe you. 25 years ago, they had part spider, part goats at U.S. facilities all over the United States creating body armor. And still, if I talk about it, they have national news say I'm insane. So I can't even get people to admit the fellow deserves private. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I mean, the election is admittedly staged. They have this private consortium that announces who the winners are, the same folks that announced who the winners were in the primaries. The difference was Trump didn't buy it. People knew he was winning. They had to back off. Wow, somebody stands up and they've got to back off. Wow, that's incredible. But let's play Obama where he really stepped in and then the big news. When he says, hey, locals tabulate who the winners are. No, they don't. Voter News Services does. The counties send it to them at a coordinator at the state level. And then no one challenges it. And Voter News Services, again, was the old name. Then they changed it to National Election Pool, and now they've changed the name to Edison Research. It'll be a new name tomorrow. You know, trying to hide this. But let's play Obama. Here it is.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically, it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense.
All right, let's stop there.
I don't think anybody.
And he goes on to say if he loses by, you know, if he's winning by 15 in polls but loses, then there's an issue. The polls are run by the same people that announce who wins, and they're admittedly giving a 15-point lead. See, he gives it away. He knows the methodology, the orders that have gone out. Hillary's emails have been public for a month, a little less, like 25 days, and they admit those are her emails. They change the subject and say it's the Russians. So, you know, oh, it's bad. But no, they go, yeah, okay, that's our emails. That's Wasserman Schultz, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, saying to AP and Reuters and CNN and everybody else how to engage in deception, how to shut everybody down, and how to have Bernie Sanders blamed for Trump rallies because they have Hillary people dress up like Bernie Sanders supporters and then go start a riot. Why do you do that? You can blame it on Trump. You can blame it on Sanders. Hillary's outside of it to make sure those two groups don't get together after Hillary steals the nomination. This is called chess, folks. It's called Machiavelli. It's not hard to think three moves ahead. I can think 50 moves. I don't understand. You can do it, too. If you just start trying, you can do it. It's actually your brain's designed to do it. But you have to want to do it, and then you'll be no longer blind. But the globalists want to keep you in the dark so they can control you. I don't think of humanity as like mushrooms. You keep in the dark and you feed them horse manure. But you have to decide to not act like a mushroom. And I'm not condescending to our audience. I mean all the new listeners and the media people and all these delusional folks in the establishment that think you're going along with a system that's screwing over humanity, that you're going to get ahead that way. That's why society is getting so bad. So in his answer, he tells you everything. They're going to try to steal the election with 15-point skewed numbers for Hillary. They've been caught. And he just told you how they're doing. Trump's at least 10 points ahead, folks. At least. People are so sick of the establishment, they would elect a turnip other than Hillary. Everybody knows that. Now, I haven't gotten to this yet, but I'm going to get to it in the next segment. And when I saw this, I'm like, why wasn't I thinking of that? Because that's totally true. Gateway Pundit did it. It's a Breitbart article up on Drudge, DrudgeReport.com. Social media patterns show Trump is looking at a landslide victory. And, you know, we have 3 million followers on Facebook alone on our channels, 150 million, or a billion views on this one channel on YouTube, 1.5 million subscribers on one channel. The point is that I know social media. And this is absolutely true. In fact, these numbers they get aren't even the best ones to get. I'm going to have Paul Watson or somebody actually go to the other social media and show you the real numbers. I'm not knocking this article. It's just it's much worse than this. Hillary on her live streams has a few thousand people watching. She has less likes on Facebook with Trump, with them gaining Facebook, blocking everything, admitting they're blocking it, blocking Google, won't even list him as a presidential candidate on Google. And he still has, in many cases, 5 to 10 times more than Hillary does, and if you add that together from past elections or other countries, that's an indicator of popularity. Kind of like you go to TripAdvisor, something's got 3,000 five-star reviews, and everyone hands down says it's the best. It is the best. Because TripAdvisor is known to have real reviews. It's human. It's a knowledge of the crowd. It's just like if you go to Yelp and it has 0 stars, boy, you better not go there. You're going to get food poisoning every time. If something's got 5 stars, it's going to be incredibly delicious if you've got a bunch of reviews. 1 or 2, you can't trust it. That's the same thing. Donald Trump in social media has 4.5 stars. Hillary has 1 star. Who's the winner? Duh. You pull into a town. You don't know the restaurants. You don't have your internet's not working. Remember the old days where we had internet. You're going to try to decide where you're going to go eat. Which restaurant has overflow cars? The other one has nobody parked. Like, that's food poisoning over there. I'm going to go stand in line to get the best food. You get there. Oh, it's incredible. Human. Just like InfoWars is exploding, because it's the real deal. By the way, we got free shipping that ends tomorrow on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We got 40% off on BrainForce, the incredible nootropic, 30% off on DNA Force, and on our Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch, great for kids and more. Your purchase supports the broadcast, 30% off there, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But most importantly, tell your friends, your neighbors, your family to tune into the second hour. It's 70 seconds away.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.